Right? Maybe a little more? Over there, yeah. Okay, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the instrument itself first? Bring the main
first
down.
Of all, we believe that this is a Mayan instrument. The Mayans occupied southern part of Mexico and Guatemala. And it's an instrument made out of wood. And this wood is native of the area. We use rosewood for the bars, cedar for the resonators, and any kind of hardwood for the frame. The rosewood is considered semi-precious wood. It's very expensive and it's sold by weight. And this is particular marine by 6.5 octaves. And the keyboard is exactly as a piano. It's a piano with the flats and sharps on top and the regular keys at the bottom.
What are these big things hanging down here behind you?
Those are resonators, which they amplify the sound of the bar. Let me give you an example. This is the sound.
Okay, without the resonator, that's what it would sound like. What's that buzzing sound?
It's a piece of membrane at the end of each resonator. It's a little hole with beeswax around it, and then a pig's
intestines,
which is a very tiny piece of material that makes the vibration. Sometimes it's not a very, very popular sound because it's a distortion. But this is an original sound of the Mayan marimba, so we keep it that way. The American marimba, they use tubes, and there's no vibration. I was striking the bar and already lost its sound because of the heat.
It's a problem. But of course, it's from a hot country too, so it can't be too much of a problem.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a fully chromatic instrument. You can play, it has all the notes of the piano, as we say, and 6.5 octaves.
That's right.
That's right. And you're going to have three people playing. What are the different functions of the players?
This gentleman here is a melody, and he accompanies his melody with the other sounds of the whole court.
And what's his name?
Pedro Vargas, Sr.
Pedro Vargas, Sr., okay.
This is my apprentice, Pedro Vargas, Jr.
Okay. And everybody's from Orlando, is that right? From
well,
Orlando,
we live there, yes. And he's the bass player. I'm the offbeat player.
You play the backbeat?
Yes.
Which, yeah. Okay.
So we have prepared a few songs. We don't have a great repertoire right now, but for the time he's been playing, he's doing pretty good.
How long has he been playing?
Since September last year.
Wow. Yeah. Great. Okay, let's hear
it. Been learning since September. Yeah.
And this music is native to southern Mexico and Guatemala, is that right?
No, we are playing pieces from South America as far as Paraguay. In fact, the first one is from Paraguay.
But I meant the instrument itself is found in that region?
Oh, the instrument is in southern Mexico and Guatemala.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you get started? When did you start playing?
I really don't remember. I was just a kid when I started. And you don't keep records of when you started. But I took lessons in the university in Guatemala, and I decided to buy the instrument and bring it here.
So your father and uncles played, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's a family tradition. In this case, keep the tradition of his father.
Great. Beautiful. And your son plays as well?
Yes.
Yeah. When he's not playing rock and roll.
Oh, yes.
But he likes both.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
second song is from Mexico, You Belong to My Heart. To have your participation on the next song, so we'll let you know when and how. Thank you. want to let you know. Can you hear me? I want to let you know that we normally play at Walt Disney World at the Coronado Springs Resort. We play three nights a week. And our repertoire today is not extensive because of the apprenticeship program. But if you get there and you visit at Coronado Springs Resort, we'll be glad to play any song you want.
Do you have
recordings for sale? Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The last song we're going to play, maybe you remember, is an oldie if you remember.
Thank you.
Now comes the worst part when you have to carry this instrument.
Yeah, right here.